Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nathaniel Hunt with the Church of Christ, the Lives of Message. And I'm grateful to all of you that are tuned in today to hear the message that we have to bring to you of the Word of God. This broadcast is titled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry. And I thank God for this opportunity to give the word of God to you guys this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, for those of you that's probably listening or looking in on this page, you would notice the title said World Gospel Message with Brother Eddie Lee. Well, I've been having some kind of problems and difficulties. Today, I want to come to you with the word of God from John chapter 14. And before we go into it, wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity you have given to present the word of the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for your spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost that you have given this day. I pray that everyone that is tuned in will be touched by your spirit, and Lord, that you reveal unto them what thus says the Lord. So, dear Lord, this day and forever, we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. I come to you today from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6. The book of John, chapter 14, verse 6. Glory be to God. The book of John, chapter 14, verse 6. And the word of God said, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Amen. People, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I want to let you all know, and for those of you who have heard me before, that we are to give the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus, and once again, I told you the title of this broadcast is Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry. And that is based off of Matthew chapter 25. When you look in Matthew chapter 25, and I think that is going to be verse 6. And the word of God says, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Jesus has been sending his word in this last day, the midnight cry, unto his people. And for those who have already received it, commission for them to give this word out to those who haven't heard. Amen. And it is through the sending of his angel messenger, which we will get into all of that as time go on. Like I said, many of you who's listening to this broadcast, you have heard me before, Brother Nathaniel Hunt, and talking about this. But I believe that I must reiterate or speak on this again because this is very important. This is the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, not the work of Brother Nate or anyone else that have received it, but the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus is concerned about the condition of his people. He is concerned about how Christianity looks today. And I say this, and I have said it many times before, that, you know, if you look at Christianity today, we're not showing the image of the setup of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're showing more the image of the setup of man. Okay? We're divided into so many different boundaries, so many walls, so many different names. And it has gotten to a point that it even has confused many sinners because they're one of their questions is, who do I go to? You know, of all of y'all claiming that you're God, who do I go to? Well, if you were to think more deeply on that, they shouldn't have to ask that. They shouldn't have to ask that. But because of the condition of Christianity thus far today, and I'm here to announce that she would not remain like that, they have to ask this question. And then on the other hand, some of us as believers, we have this thought that Christ is just going to accept Christianity as a whole like it is right now, as it is. And we tend to forget that he did not set, when he was here on earth, Christ was on earth, he did not set up the body to be like this. He did not set up the hands to be away from the body and the toes to be away. And I'll say, I'm going to act anti-separate, but I'm going to claim I'm of the same body. He didn't set up nothing like that. That's confusion. Okay. And see, the Lord told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 through the Apostle Paul that he's the author of peace and not confusion. Okay. So that's confusion. Amen. That's not the way of the Lord. And so in the presenting of this midnight cry, you know, as we get more into talking about it even more, one of the things that I want you all who's listening to understand is that this midnight cry, which is also the extra order of the Lord Jesus Christ, is to cause Christianity to flow together. Anybody out there lay claim, oh, well, let me put it more specific. If any Christian out there lay claim to that we are flowing together as one, what I'm about to say, I'm not trying to be funny, but either you're blind or you just want things whatever like it is, and maybe it's going your way. Because there is no way right now in the condition that Christianity is in that we can honestly or really look at this thing and say all is well. There's no way. Okay, you cannot trace, let's take the Bible. You cannot trace nowhere in the Bible the way Christianity is set up today that it was set up that way in the Bible. You can't trace that. When you look in the Bible and see those that was called Corinthians, Ephesians, Colossians, they wasn't called it because of denominational names. They was called it because of the place they was at. You know, just like, for example, I live here in Mississippi, I'm calling Mississippi, okay? And so in Christianity, we've been, quote, dodging the real. There are some questions where I say is the very needful questions, the questions that must be answered by the word of God that's going to bring unity, and we have dodged those questions, okay? And to make matters worse, we not only have dodged it and come to accept the condition of where Christianity is, we have come with another thing to say any day we can be gone. Now, I know some of you probably got turned off from me making that last remark. I love you in the Lord. I hope you still love me. But I'm going to say like this. Even if there were to be a such as an any day gone, Christ is not going to just, quote, accept anything that he had not set up. Okay? Jesus, and I will say this and echo it to the top of my voice, even if I was on the mountain, Jesus did not set up Christianity as you see today. He didn't set Christianity up this way. He did not set up Christianity to be in divisions and separations and debates and I'm a this and I'm a that. He didn't set it up like that. And I noticed that in watching in Christianity over the course of time, I noticed that even when you have some among the Christian community who say, well, we all serving the same God. Or someone would say, well, we really need to be as one. I come to find out, and I'm not saying all of them, but some of them, I come to find out really don't mean that. Because when it comes to the opportunity to really be one, okay, remember in the Bible, Christ made one church, okay? One church, because like he got one body. He don't have a bunch of bodies, okay? He made overall, in general, overall, one church. Well, we have displayed like he made many churches with all these different doctrines and different setups, and I don't have to hear you because I'm a so-and-so, and, you know, he didn't set it up like that, okay? Now, of course, as we go on through the Bible, we start seeing stuff begin to happen in the church that wasn't of the Lord, such contentions and strifes and things that were happening. We see that there were false prophets, false teachers coming in among the people, okay? We see that. That was influencing people. We see that from the Bible. There were different kind of strange doctrines, strange teaching that came in among the Christians, and we saw the trouble that caused. And then we see from the Word of God a warning where there would be Christ through his Word, through his servants, and even things he said himself that had notified us that there were going to be persecution. So if we have to say in general what caused the church, and once again, Lord said, saying we would get back into all that again. But to say in general, I have to look at and say possibly, maybe approximately maybe three different things in general that caused the church that Christ set up here on earth to be overthrown. Now, when some of you hear such a remark or a statement like that, some of you immediately, your eyes are booked, your head will start steaming, and you will automatically say, I ain't listening to him no more, and click, you will cut me off. Because you think that I'm saying that what Christ did failed. That is not what I'm saying. Christ didn't fail, but the people failed. In other words, some of you may think that I'm saying that the power of God cannot sustain, cannot stand up. It gave out. No. It's just like you as a, and if you listen to me, that you are, let's say you're a Christian, you listen to me, you know, you've heard, and some of you may have heard different ministers say, hey, you in God's hand, can't no man pluck you out of his hand. Now, that's true, but here's the other side that we don't talk about. If you willfully walk out of his hand, then you back on bad ground. One of the teachings that have gone and floated around Christianity is once saved, always saved, which is a very dangerous doctrine being taught, because some of us are teaching people that once you get saved, that's it. You can never be lost again. Therefore, you can just live anyway. You can live like you was before. You can commit all kinds of sin and abomination and iniquity, but you're still going to heaven. And that's a very dangerous doctrine being taught, because that is not scripture, okay? Jesus said through Paul, using Paul in Romans 6, that the wages of sin is death, okay? That's what he said, the wages of sin. That's payment. That's what you receive for service done, okay? The Word of God said when you living in sin and committing that sin, your payment will be death. It's not going to be life. See, death is the opposite of life. It's not going to be life, okay? And so some of us are telling people and teaching, we're telling them through proclaiming and teaching or expounding this thing to them that, hey, eternal security, once saved, always saved. But that's, once again, that's not scripture, okay? And so we can throw that little thing in there of the thinking of some in the Christian community who think that the way Christianity looks today is okay, because, hey, if I believe in eternal security, why shouldn't I say it's okay? So we had these different doctrines, different things, different teachings in here that has really, when you look at it, has had Christianity all separated, even though many are claiming that we are one. Now, You can say we're supposed to be one. That's true. But to truly say we are one in Christianity is not true. Now, here's the question. Here's the thing. Since Christianity is so broken up in fragments, so separated and divided, what do God plan to do about it? Or is he planning to do anything about it? Well, I can answer that question to you. Yes. And this is why it's important for you to know about the midnight cry. It's the cry at the last hour, in the darkest time. Glory. You know, the midnight is supposed to be considered the darkest, you know, the darkest hour, okay? And so Jesus is sending a modern-day word. Do you know that there are some believers who don't believe that Jesus can speak a modern-day word today? They think that all what he said back in the Bible, he ain't going to speak no more. That's it. Now, the thing about that, you know, my Lord Jesus Christ is alive and well, okay? Just like you listen to me, you're alive and well. And at some point, you're going to talk, unless you have a problem where you can't talk, okay? So if you said something 15 years ago, you're going to tell me that you ain't talked no more in 15 years? Well, that ain't true. And so you have some, even some believers who feel and think that, hey, you know, the Lord, he spoke back then, speaking modern day word today. Well, I thank God that he is speaking a modern day word. Okay. And yes, Jesus is planning to do something about this, and he is doing it. And when the smoke clears, it's going to be done. Understand this. He is, once again, he is not going to come back to the way that Christianity is set up now. He's not coming back to that because why? When he was here on this earth in the flesh, he did not originally set Christianity up to be this way. So why would we think, if he set it up to be a way pleasing to him, think he's going to come back and accept something that's not pleasing to him? Unless we just carry that cocky, pride, arrogant attitude that, hey, Jesus, what you see, what you get. And I think that some of us as believers do carry that attitude towards Christ. You know, what you see is what you get. Well, that's why Jesus is Lord. Okay. And I think you that makes that remark is going to be suffering more on the end, way more than he ever would be. Okay. So, yes, he's been sending his angel with words. And once again, I've said this many times before. Angels of the Lord do not come on their own appointment. They don't just sit in heaven and say, I would decide to go visit Brother Nate. I'm going to go down there tomorrow to see how he's doing. They don't do that. Whenever, if you are ever visited by an angel of the Lord, rest assured that when he visits you, it was the appointed time of the Lord Jesus. In other words, Jesus told him to go right now. That's why you never have to worry. And I can use the word never on that. See, I can't use the word never with too many of us, you know, too many human beings and stuff. I can't use that word too much. But I can definitely use it with Christ, especially when his word backs up what I'm about to tell you. But you never have to worry about Christ not knowing if any of his angels came to visit you. In other words, if you were praying and you made a remark to Jesus, say, you know, Jesus, you know, when your angel visited me Thursday night, you don't have to worry about Jesus saying, oh, really? When did that happen? I didn't know he had left. Now, I'm more subject to do that with people I'm connected to. You can tell me, say, your so-and-so, Brother Nate, came and visited me or something like that. I'm more prone to say, oh, really? I didn't know they was coming. Because when I make that statement, that shows you that I'm not all knowledgeable. And see, the Lord Jesus, who is all knowledgeable, you got to worry about him saying, oh, I didn't know my angel came and visited you. Really? How long you stay? You got to worry about all that. Okay? You got to worry about that at all. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So I wanted to open up this broadcast here, because we're under a new name broadcast. It's called Jesus Word, The Midnight Cry. It had come to me about really going back and giving this message, because people, I'm here to tell you that is a very, very center thing of why we're on Blog Talk Radio, is to give the gospel of Jesus Christ, to give this midnight cry of the Lord Jesus Christ unto his people, okay? That's the very center thing, okay? The very center thing, you know. You know, people do all kinds of things like hear Blog Talk Radio and stuff for other different reasons, you know, that they have, that they do it. But our main goal, those that have accepted Jesus as Lord and have accepted this way, our main goal is to get this message out. Because why? We've been commissioned by Christ to tell it. We've been commissioned by Christ to let the people know what he's doing. Because once again, you have some people that think that Christ ain't doing anything. Okay, they just think he ain't doing nothing. Okay? What I mean is that you have some Christians who see the condition of Christianity now and see how we are separated and divided, and they think that this is how it's going to be. This is how it's going to remain, even when Christ comes. In fact, some of them think that this is the condition of how the bride will look. But I'm here to tell you, not so. And for those of you that think that, I want to encourage you to let you know, yes, Jesus is, and we'll be doing something about it. And this is why he's sending his word, to call all Christianity to flow together. You know, in the end, well, when it comes down to it, in these last days, completely, you know, Revelation shows us really two churches. See, we don't talk about that. It just shows us two churches, the two main churches. And see, all these churches of the earth, either going to be, you're going to have some that's going to be under the Church of Christ. You're going to have some that's going to be under the Church of the Devil. It's not going to be that in-between, separate, not this and that church. And see, the Church of the Devil is going to be made up of all these different religions. Okay? The Church of Christ is not. The Church of Christ is going to be made up of one faith. That's the true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But all these other churches are going to be under all these, this other church, rather, going, all these other religions is going to be connected to her. Okay? And see, this midnight cry, this extra oil, once again, is going to cause Christianity to flow together. And everyone that loves truth is going to flow to this way. Once again, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. So this way I'm talking about is the way of Jesus Christ. See, the way of Christ always brings unity. It brings unity to the faithful. See, Christ's way doesn't divide the faithful. It doesn't separate the faithful. It brings unity to the faithful. Okay? Now, if you don't want to be faithful, then you wouldn't comply and come into the unity. Okay? If you don't love the truth, then you won't comply and come into the unity. Okay? And that's the beautiful thing about this work of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing more greater than it. Amen. And so, having said that, like I said, I wanted to get this head off and start it. Like I said, we was once doing the broadcast called God's Word to Man. Now we're doing what is broadcast is called Jesus Word, The Midnight Cry. And the center thing is getting this cry out to you, the listeners, and let you choose. Okay? This is not about Brother Nate. It's not about the people in the Church of Christ that lies the message. It's about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That's what it's about. Glory to the living God. People, that's what it's all about. Okay? Amen. And this message has to be given. Now, do I believe that everyone going to hear it? No. Do I wish everyone would? Yeah. Why? Because I have that, I'm operating with that mind like Christ. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, he said he will, that all men will repent and that no man will perish. And see, we have to carry, that's why he said put on the mind of Christ. We have to carry the mind of Christ. You know, some people, they, if somebody do something wrong, they just want to up and see them destroyed right then. No, our first mind needs to be people come to repentance. Okay. Now, do that mean everybody going to repent? Sure it don't. Okay. I know it, and above me, the Lord Jesus knows. But at least they be given a chance. Okay. Just like the Lord gave me and you and everybody else a chance to, when we mess up, made bleeps and blunders, and we miss it. Amen. So I thank God for this short introduction here. I thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.